Right.
You know, they're...
It's real?
Mm-hmm. And at the fish market, you might ask for a few pounds of...
It's real.
Okay, now this is an insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into it.
Camouflage.
Okay, do you have any other names for it?
Mole.
Okay. And the things that eat holes in your wool clothes are?
Termites.
In clothes?
Moles.
Yeah, okay. And this is a thing that flies around with a light in its tail. Blinks on and off.
Oh, you call it a lightning bug.
Okay. And the insect that comes out at night and bites? You saw one up there, I think.
Mosquito?
Yeah.
Okay. Bites in the daytime.
Now, this is a long, thin-bodied insect which has two pairs of wings coming out, and they hover around palms.
The hawk? Hover around palms?
Yeah, and they've got a thin body. They eat mosquitoes.
Some kind of bird? Some kind of bird?
No, it's not a bird. It's an insect. See, they've got kind of colorful wings.
Butterfly.
No,
wait, now let me see a butterfly. Hoppergrass. Hoppergrass, you ever heard of hoppergrass?
Yeah, describe that to me.
A hoppergrass? Yeah. He's got a long body and some legs just stick all out. He hops around and then bees. Would it be a bee?
What would you call a dragonfly?
Well, I don't know. I guess that's the same thing.
Or would you maybe say mosquito hawk?
Mosquito what?
Hawk.
Hawk.
Or a snake doctor for this type of insect?
Yes, I've seen what they call them, snake doctors. I've heard of those snake doctors. They used to fly often, but I don't see them now. I don't ever see any. Lightning bugs and snake doctors and things like that. Hoppergrasses too.
Yeah, and can you describe a snake doctor to me then?
He's a little long, thin, something very light with light fat wings. You know, mm-hmm. The wings are very, really a transparent look like there. And he has those little legs that stick out like a hoppergrass.
Okay. And can you tell me about some insects that sting?
The bees,
yeah.
The wasps, and then something called an adder or something like that. Bees and wasps and I don't know, an adder or something like that. I don't know what it is.
How about the kind that builds big paper nests?
The wasps.
Yeah, those two. And then there's another kind.
The wasps and the bumblebee.
The hornets,
yeah.
Okay. And this is a kind of stinging insect that builds nests in the ground.
Ant?
They fly. They can fly, but their nests are in the ground.
Pets that they nest in the ground.
Yeah.
The flying ants?
No.
Nest in the ground.
They're yellow and black. They look like bees. They're yellow and black. Their body is yellow with black stripes on.
Roaches?
Do you have yellow jackets?
Yeah, we have yellow jackets. What was that? That's a waltz and a bee and a yellow jacket and a hornet. Don't they all classify in the same category?
They're all stinging insects, yeah. Okay. And these are very small insects that you can barely see, and they get on you when you're walking through the woods.
Gnats.
They itch like crazy. No, they burrow under your skin.
Aren't they gnats? Fleas?
They're little tiny things. They itch a lot more than fleas.
Gnats. Aren't they gnats?
Do you have red bugs?
Yes, I have red bugs. Red bugs get on you when you go with that. Long years ago, you say you get full of red bugs and you have to pick them out to get in your skin. I remember that, huh? But I guess so. Right now.
Okay. What is a small fish that's used for bait?
What is a small fish you use for bait? I don't know what you guys call them. What you mean the name of the fish?
Yeah, indeed.